It was a packed funeral home, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. All I could do was stand at the back and look, and I started to feel mocked, not inspired, but mocked by the words of our common ancestry. I felt they were haunting me. I would hear things in my head, like Martin Luther King, who said so correctly that we will have to repent today, not for the vitriolic words and violent actions of the bad people, but the appalling silence and inaction of the good people. I was the good person. I had to repent. I stood there as people came over to me and I could barely talk. Finally, I had enough. I had to get out of there. I walked out of the funeral home, drove to City Hall, climbed the steps in this historic building, stormed into my office, closed the door behind me, locked the door. And here I stood in this palatial office of importance, where legendary names had sat before me. And suddenly all I did was feel like a little kid again. I found a corner with a chair and I sat down and wept. How could we all be there for his death? How could we all crowd a funeral home for his death? Where were we for his life? God had put him right in front of my face, but I was charging off to do important things that I could not see what was right in front of me. I tell you, class of 2013, you will have days just like this or worse, where you'll feel an unconquerable sadness